of high priest that year, because the Romans did not elevate his Apostle Paul speaks to the church at Corinth. He says, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart, but we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness or handling the word of God deceitfully, but through the proclamation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. And in the first letter to the church at Corinth, Paul explains how you, as a people of God, are to see those whom God has sent to you. He says this, let a man so consider us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful. That, dear friends, sets out your task. Is your task to see that the leaders of the church today are faithful to the word God has given and entrusted to them? As stewards of the mysteries of God, the means of grace, the word and the sacraments, they are to speak to you God's word and God's word alone. And they too, as revealed to us in the book of Titus, are to hold fast to this faithful word as has been taught, that one may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and convict those who contradict. Church of our Lord's day was not given to the church. It is not